Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources here in Fulton County. Well, today on the show, as I do almost every January, is to remind farmers to update their farm balance sheet in a timely and precise fashion. However, before I do that, I would like to give a couple of program updates, one that's pretty important here this week. The Corn and Soybean Day is later on this week on Thursday. The event has taken quite a different look this year as it will not be in person. It will be held in two separate but equal virtual online sessions. Those sessions are 8 a.m. to 11 on Thursday or 6 to 9 p.m. Choose either one, same content. Fertilizer certification, recertification credits will be offered with a full program, and as such, across the state, we're required to charge $10 per attendee. The speaker lineup this year includes Dr. Abby Wick of North Dakota State University to talk about soil health, and OSU's agricultural weatherman, Aaron Wilson, among several other local speakers. It is imperative that you sign up. You can pay through the credit card portal, and we would prefer to have that information by later today so that you can get the Zoom information in a timely fashion. To register for the Corn Soybean Day, visit this website, go.osu.edu/Corn Soybean Day 2021. I assume you may be able to Google Northwest Ohio Corn and Soybean Day as well and get to the same link. Secondly, I want to encourage farmers to touch base with their local farm service agency to make sure that they have made or that you're in the process of making the 2021 Farm Bill decision. Will you choose ARC or PLC for your base acres and your Farm Bill decision? If you'd like some thoughts on making this decision, don't hesitate to join me at my first Friday virtual breakfast on Friday, February 5th at 8 a.m. If you'd like to get on that invite link, email me at reeker.5@osu.edu. That information is on our website as well. For those of you who receive my electronic monthly memo, I sent out a mid-January update last evening, so that a few of these reminders were put in writing. Again, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact our Fulton County OSU Extension Office for more details. So let's talk a little bit about the balance sheet. For many businesses, including farms, December 31st is the end of the accounting year. It's at this time of year when the balance sheet should be updated with accuracy and timeliness. The balance sheet can most fundamentally be defined as a snapshot of a business's or a farm's assets and how they are financed at any given point in time. The assets that a farm owns can be financed either of two ways, debt or equity. Debt financing, otherwise known as liabilities, could be things like bills owed or a land or equipment loan at the bank. And equity, on the other hand, is money that you have put into the business or that the farm has earned as a result of net income, sometimes referred to as reinvested income. Typically, assets are listed on the left-hand side of the balance sheet and liabilities are listed on the right. Then owner's equity is calculated as a line item towards the bottom right-hand side of the document. While this is really an oversimplification of what the balance sheet is, it is also very important to understand those three words when discussing the balance sheet. Assets on the left, liabilities on the right, and then subtract liabilities from assets and you get owner's equity. Furthermore, while a balance sheet can be calculated at any point in the year, it is most important to calculate it at the end of your farm's tax year each year, which for most of us is December 31st. I would also say that it's important to do it year over year. Do it every year on approximately the same day because you can really see some trends. The balance sheet also does a nice job of helping us categorize our assets and liabilities into what I will call time compartments. Those compartments are current, intermediate and long-term or fixed assets and liabilities. On the left-hand side of the balance sheet, current assets are those assets that can be converted into cash in less than 1 year. Something like cash, checking account, grain on inventory, or market livestock on inventory. Those are all current assets. Intermediate assets are those resources or production items that have a depreciable value or useful value of 1 to 10 years, such as equipment and or breeding stock. Long-term or fixed assets are typically permanent items with value, whether that value is depreciable or not, that value is greater than 10 years. Easiest thing to think about as a fixed asset is land, building, and farmsteads or single-purpose buildings. On the right-hand side of the balance sheet, you'll find that the liabilities follow the similar time frame compartments. Okay, we won't necessarily dive deep into that the liability side, but there are current, intermediate, and long-term or fixed liabilities that associate with those current, intermediate, and long-term assets on the left-hand side. Once you have your assets and liabilities categorized, you can take your total assets minus your total liabilities to determine your owner's equity. Sometimes this is referred to as net worth, and depends sometimes who you're talking with. They'll use the term owner's equity or net worth. Many banks and institutions like Ohio State University Extension have spreadsheets available to help you calculate your balance sheet each year and save the document for updating the next year or when it's requested by your lending institution. You can find OSU's balance sheet resources at a website. Visit this website, farmoffice.osu.edu, and click under Farm Management Resources, and you'll be able to find a balance sheet template. By updating your balance sheet at the end of each business year, you will be better able to analyze if your business or farming efforts have improved your balance sheet over the years or not. If you want more guidance on how to fill out the balance sheet efficiently, effectively, and electronically, call our office at 419-337-9210 or contact your local ag lender. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources, reporting here on WMTR 96.1. Have a great week, Fulton County.